Welcome now to the midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland once again in our Buck studio, which usually means live music, and we have some today. The sound of the horn and the piano, which will take us through most of the hour. And of course, we have a 12:30 quiz question too, and today it has to do with presidents, one of our favorite topics during the midday. With me in our studio are pianist Kirsten Eide and hornist Katie Johnson-Webb, and they are professors at the UW Oshkosh and then the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, respectively, and they're touring around, a recital tour. And how did you happen to collaborate, given that you're from these two different institutions?
Well, we originally met when we were both doctoral students at UW-Madison. During that time, we worked together just a little bit, not exclusively, but we got to know each other. And then last fall,
I had the idea to do a recital tour around Lake Michigan. And I was thinking, you know, what pianists do I know that are in that area? And of course, Kirsten came to mind. She's a wonderful friend. And we talked about schools to go to, and we thought it'd be a great idea. So we put together a program. It was mainly German Romantic music, and we performed at several venues on that tour. And then we started talking about a possible recording project. I was interested in doing a CD, and Kirsten and I had kind of talked about maybe doing something like that. We just didn't have a theme. So
I guess you need a theme of some kind?
Well, we didn't have a...
Can't just be the horn and
the
piano.
Yeah, it could be. That would be a great CD, actually. but wanted to do some sort of special research with regard to that recording. So then I thought a while, and it seemed like music for the Norwegian hornist Frøydis Reivikra had not been put together on a CD too often.
That's true. Very
by anybody but her. She's done a little bit of that.
Yeah, very prominent hornist, though. She's been around for many years and prominent in recording.
Mm-hmm. So Kirsten and I spent a lot of time thinking and planning about this project, and we put together a program for our CD of four sonatas that were composed for her by both American and Norwegian composers.
We will not be playing all of that music during this hour.
Sure.
Nor will we be playing it on our tour in the next few days. Yeah. But we are featuring a couple of the pieces.
Before we get into some of that music, how extensive is this tour?
We are playing tomorrow night at UW Oshkosh. And then we leave Sunday. We'll be playing at Luther College in Iowa. And next Tuesday, we'll be at the University of Iowa.
And then somewhere along the line, you're actually going to Norway?
Yeah. So I was able to go in January, which is not the
cheap
most
flights, I'm guessing.
Very cheap flights. Uh-huh. Maybe not the most ideal time to go to Norway. It was very cold and dark, but I got a lot of work done, sort of preliminary work with Frøydis. She's been very supportive. I worked with her for about a month. And then Kirsten and I, we just received a grant to go back in June. So we will spend quite a bit of time working with her and the composer Wolfgang Plage, where I'll be recording two sonatas of his. So we'll definitely have a lot of hands-on time with her and him before we record the CD.
Well, at hand, you have a movement from a sonata by Madsen. And what can you tell us about Madsen before we hear that?
Well, this will be on our CD. Trygiv Madsen, I had to practice that first name there. He wrote the sonata for Frøydis, and he's actually been a prolific composer throughout his career. He's written several works for her, both accompanied orchestral works, sonatas with piano, unaccompanied works. Some of his unaccompanied works, like The Dream of the Rhinoceros, was an unaccompanied work that became a national jury piece in Poland, and it was written for Frøydis as well. So his whole career he's written for her. It's very interesting to watch his music develop along with her career. So this is sort of the showpiece of that repertoire that is performed most often. Everything else on the CD is not heard very often in the U.S. The Madsen Sonata is, and it's very characteristic. He has a jazz piano background as a composer. And do you want to talk about the writing for piano?
It is challenging, but idiomatic. I find that it's obvious that he is a pianist. Also, we should mention that he wrote this sonata as an homage to Schubert. Huh. And we'll be playing movements 1 and 3 today, and I think it's very evident, especially in movement 3.
Yeah. Here we go. Nicely lyrical much of the time, and certainly a partnership between the horn and the piano. Everybody had plenty to do in that set of movements from the sonata by Madsen. And performing live in our Buck studio during the midday today, our hornist Katie Johnson-Webb. She's on the faculty at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, and Kirsten Ida, the pianist, is on the faculty at the UW Oshkosh, and they're doing a recital tour together featuring Scandinavian music. And next on our bill of fare is a composer who's probably not exactly a household word, but you're working on it.
Yes. We'll be playing Ordner Zeg by Øystein Bodsvik, and that title translates to a really beautiful sentiment, it'll be all right. do you want to talk about this piece a little?
Bodsvik was actually in Madison several years ago. He was the featured recitalist at UW-Madison's first brass festival, and I played for that recital. So I got the opportunity to play this piece with him, and he was a wonderful collaborator, and I think the title of this piece really reflects him. And then I get the chance to play it now with horn.
Yeah, so one of the great things, he is a tubist, a very famous tubist, and he wrote this piece for himself. I do want to read a program note. It's so so beautiful to think about when you hear this piece, and it means even more now that I've spent an entire January in Oslo. So this is what Bodsvik says about this piece. In Trondheim, where I live, the sun is absent during large stretches of the winter. One day in February, I was in my kitchen cooking as the sun shone in through the window for the first time that year. Along with the sun, a simple, peaceful melody appeared, like a gift ready to be orchestrated.
Nice to have that kind of gift.
Yeah.
And here we are. The title means It'll Be All Right, and it's by Norwegian composer Øystein Bodsvik, and we just heard it in a performance here in our Buck studio from hornist Katie Johnson-Webb and pianist Kirsten Ide, and we'll hear more from them, and we'll have our 12:30 quiz question, too, right after this here on WPR. And now back to our guests in the Buck studio today, Katie Johnson-Webb, horn, and Kirsten Ide, piano. And a work by perhaps the most familiar of the composers we've heard from, so far. That would be Lars Erik Larsson, Swedish composer, mm-hmm. and represented by a concertina. We'll hear maybe the first couple of movements of that and then get to the third a little later. And what about them?
Well, as we started this project, some of the larger works that we're going to record are definitely in a style that I'm not sure all Americans are used to listening or playing, mm-hmm. listening to or playing. So we kind of are using this piece to sort of study Scandinavian repertoire in general, get an idea for the different characters. All three of these are contemporary Scandinavian composers. They're all very different. So Lars Erik Larsson is maybe the most known by listeners, but also by horn players. Not necessarily easy, but commonly played. Heard it several times in recital, so it seemed like a good place to start.
So here we go. First two movements then of this concertino. First two movements of Lars Erik Larsson's concertino, contemporary, well, at least a 20th century Swedish composer represented among other Scandinavians in a program by my guests during the midday today. They are Kirsten Eide, piano, and Katie Johnson Webb, horn, coming from UW Oshkosh and University of Tennessee, Knoxville, respectively. And we'll hear the final movement of that concertino and our 12:30 quiz question, too, after this on Wisconsin Public Radio. And now, one more finale from the Larsson concertino and my guests, Kirsten Eide and Katie Johnson Webb. And this is the third and final movement, then. Lovely and lively stuff from Lars Erik Larsson. That was the third movement, the final movement of his concertino, and originally written for horn and piano?
Horn and string orchestra.
For horn and
string orchestra.
Right. Yes, yeah. Of course. He did a fair amount with string orchestras, didn't he? Did I hear some quotations in there?
A little bit.
Yes. Yeah, it sounded
like
he was.
A little jazz piano, too.
Yes. Yes, both Madsen and Larsson studied jazz piano, and you can definitely hear elements of that in their compositions.
Fun stuff. Well, thanks for sharing during the midday today. And my guests have been pianist Kirsten Eide, who's a faculty member at the UW Oshkosh, and hornist Katie Johnson Webb, who is a faculty member at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, but they worked together, met here at the University of Wisconsin, Madison, and they're going on a recital tour that includes, tomorrow night a performance in Oshkosh?
Tomorrow in Oshkosh, Sunday at Luther College in Iowa, and Tuesday at the University of Iowa.
And then eventually it's off to Scandinavia.
In June.
Good time to be there, I'm told. Well, thanks for stopping by the midday and sharing your music.
Thank you for having us.